Today we're joined by Jesse Matheson, who is the interim CEO of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, here to discuss the 2026 Sydney Mardi Gras Festival. How are you doing, Jesse?
I am fabulous, thank you. It's good to be here with you today.
So it seems like we've got a pretty packed schedule for the 2026 Mardi Gras. Jesse, can you tell us a bit about the idea of Ecstatica, which is of course the central theme this time around?
Absolutely. So this year when we were developing the festival theme, we actually surveyed over 200 community members and also interviewed some really close Mardi Gras members as well to understand what is the thing or the essence of Mardi Gras that we give to the community. And what came out of that was this overwhelming sense of joy, that moment of inclusive joy that people experience when they march for the first time or they attend the parade to watch it for the first time or go to the party for the first time.
Ah, yeah. So like really encapsulating that feeling of euphoria.
Absolutely. And you know, we're putting this forward as being euphoria is actually a part of a resistance. Euphoria is a part of rebellion. So it's really tying in that that notion of celebration is not, you know, consumerist thing. Celebration is not shallow. Celebration is actually really important for our community, and that's what Mardi Gras provides.
That makes sense. I see the vision. Now, as I understand, we've got over 80 programmed events, which is really cool to see. Are there any particular events that you would recommend to anyone that might be new to Mardi Gras?
Absolutely. And it was 80. It's growing every single day. So we're well beyond 100 now.
Really?
it's wow. Growing. People are jumping in, which is fantastic to see. If it's your first time coming to Mardi Gras, definitely come along to the Glitter Club, which is our Taylor Square viewing area. It is the best seat in the house to see the parade as it goes by Taylor Square. Of course, if you haven't been to Mardi Gras at all, get in touch with a number of different organizations and see if you can actually march in the parade as well. It will change your life. It definitely changed mine. Another really exciting event that we've got is called Ultraviolet, and this is for the I guess the L's and the T's and the LGBTQIA plus and the B's as well, I guess. and this is Ultraviolet. It's at City Recital Hall. We've also got our usual pool parties are returning as well. So Paradiso pool party. Stuff on your best speeder and have a cocktail. But Kaftana pool party is a different event where you can, you know, wear a caftan, or we encourage people to dress up and think about, you know, a bit of like an Austin Powers pool party, a bit groovy, some disco beats. There's also a really, I think, important and insightful show that's being put on by the Sydney Theatre Company, who we're working with this year, which will feature at the Sydney Opera House in the Drama Theatre. It's called The Normal Heart, and it's directed by Larry Kramer. And it's about love, loss, and activism during the AIDS crisis. And a real hallmark of the Mardi Gras Festival is the power of culture, arts, and creativity to tell a story and to make impact within the community. So I would really encourage everyone to pick up a ticket. And on the 17th of February, there will be a special queer night as well.
On a similar note, is there a guest list of any queer creators and such that we can expect to see at the festival?
Trying to get me to spill my secrets.
It's a surprise, is it?
We will have our full lineup of performers and artists coming out in the coming weeks.
It sounds like it's going to be very, very packed and very well thought out. Lastly, tell us a bit about how and where people can attend the event.
So you can jump onto our website, which is mardigras.org.au. However, this year we have launched a new Mardi Gras app. So you can go onto the App Store, Apple App Store, onto the Google App Store, and search Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, and you'll find a brand new app which lists all of our events, includes links to where you can purchase tickets, includes a map so you can see what's going on near you. You can also even find where local venues and local queer businesses are, so you can shop local within the community too.
It does sound like a cool way of connecting, and also, yeah, obviously finding out more about the program. That is all we have time for today, though, Jesse. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you, and I hope to see you out on the dance floor.